I would first of all like to express my deep gratitude to all of you here. It's so good to see you here on this Easter vigil. It is such a great time in the church cycle of the year, a very holy and blessed night. I would also like to thank you on behalf of the staff and the faculty of St. Anne Parish and Light of Christ Academy, that you all have a very blessed and holy Easter. I would also like to take this time to thank, in a very sincere way, all of the help and preparation that went into not only today, but this whole Holy Week. So many people from so many different apostolates came together to work together to beautify our church, to beautify our adoration room. So please take advantage of our beautiful adoration room, especially during the octave of Easter, these next 8 or 10 days. Also, I want to thank our deacon for his beautiful proclamation of the exalted, and to our choir, who have practiced many, many long hours. Everything has come together, and this is all a work of praise. This is all following the light of Christ that now burns before us. It is the light of Christ that we follow. He is no longer dead. He is risen. That light, the light of Christ, the life, the truth, and the way, is that which we follow. So tonight we saw that the women had gone to the tomb to finish anointing the body of Jesus. And they saw that he was not there. And they ran back to tell Peter and the rest, who were cowering in the upper room. They were so afraid. They did not know what to do. They were paralyzed in that upper room. So then Peter ran to the tomb. When he got there, he went in. What did he see? He saw the burial shrouds lying on the floor of the empty tomb and of the veil that covered our Lord's face, neatly folded at one end of the stone he was laid on. Maybe that convinced Peter that our Lord had not been carted off by grave robbers, who usually stole the expensive burial linens and left corpses behind. What Peter came to realize as he went back to the upper room is that our Lord had risen, and he believed what he had been promised by our Lord, that God would raise him on the third day. What they did not realize, what Peter did not realize, what the apostles did not realize when he went back, that they were being challenged to accept what Jesus had called them when he first chose them. What they had yet to realize is that their sorrow is really their joy. The joy really began with the Passover, begun in the upper room. The bread is blessed, the wine is blessed, and then the words, "Do this in memory of me." The agony, passion, and death, the pain of spikes and thorns, the lash of the Roman whip, the shredding of skin as clothes are removed, the death of the Son of Man and the Passover meal are now finished. The empty tomb, the head covering, as I said, neatly folded. Three women and two men. These are the witnesses to the covenant that was made in the upper room and sacrificed for on the cross. The stark empty tomb gives witness that the covenant has been sealed and is now in force. The result of this new covenant is that all of Revelation has been given to us. We need only now to come to understand the joy contained within it, revealed little by little through the ages. This is the joy that engulfs us now. This is the flame that yet burns. A joy of hope, a joy of peace, a joy of acceptance of our call given to us, echoing deep from within the Garden of Eden. And we hear the words, "My children, come and adore me." We experience the joy of baptism into his death and resurrection. And we live the heavenly life of the risen Christ and find joy in our lives hidden with Christ in God. We are joyful in our acceptance that we are now a witness to the truth. And whatever call in our life, whatever we hear from the Lord, it is grounded in being a witness to the truth, to this truth which is the light. We are joyful as the children of the apostolic witnesses, and that is why we still gather early in the morning on the first day of every week, or maybe a little bit later, 11 o'clock works, to celebrate this feast of the empty tomb. Give thanks for Christ our life, as today's epistle calls him. And our joy is found in going out into the world shining this light of Christ. We are joyful as Revelation reveals the covenant made. The sacrifice walks among us as the truth, the light, and the way. And we are the witnesses. In our proclamation to be witnesses of the new covenant, never let us fail to announce the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. In tribulation to the Holy Eucharist, we now partake in. In just a very few minutes, we will again have the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ within us, the true tabernacle. Though he will reside in this tabernacle, where he really wants to be is out here in all of you. We are the real tabernacle. This is what we were created for. This is why Adam and Eve before the fall could walk with God, because God was in them. They were the tabernacles holding God, until they desired of their own free will to throw him out. Let us not do that. Let us not be like Adam and Eve. Let us accept the joy of the resurrection and hold our Lord within us, never letting him go. And what does that mean? That means to love, to seek, to share together, which we do here. This is a fantastic community for that love. I see it witnessed day in and day out. I saw it all this week in the way everybody, the different apostolates, came together to do what was needed to be done in the service of our Lord and in service to one another. Let us continue this, inspired by the light of Christ, inspired by the witness that he gave, solidified and brought to fruition through his resurrection, through this day. Easter is the birth of all possibility. Why? Because it is a recognition of the power of God at work in us and in the world through the action of the Holy Spirit. This is the year of the Holy Spirit for our diocese. It is in this year especially that we thank the Holy Spirit for doing just this. For it is through the Holy Spirit that the work of God, the power of being part of the community, a church that Christ put in place to bring us all together, can come into being. And it is only because of the resurrection and ultimately the ascension that the Holy Spirit could now come down and do this. It is the Holy Spirit that gives us the ability, the grace to follow the light of Christ. This is the Easter message. This is the message that I seek to share with you tonight. The continual message that the church is established this night by our Lord Jesus Christ through his resurrection. May your blessings, we beseech you, O Lord, be in our hearts and souls as we journey with joy into the mystery of your resurrection, that your body and blood will become for us the Eucharistic sacrifice given to us for our salvation. A very holy and blessed Easter to you all.